Hey guys, welcome to today's show and encore here on this Monday. Yes, as I recover from, I had a tooth extracted. Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, you did. I don't want to hear about it.
Okay. But anyway, it was kind of rough. But here we are with the encore kicking off this week. And I think you'll dig this because we have a certain contingent of fans of The Phil Hendry Show who love a show called Catscapes with our three hosts, Smokey, Shadow, and Thunder. And
one of them is your cat, Thunder.
Yes, that's Thunder is a part of the panel.
Yeah. How did you talk her into it?
Thanks a lot. So anyway, so this is a Catscapes. I think this is like only the second Catscape we ever did, if I'm hearing this correctly. It's from March of 2020. Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder, and they feature a hero cat. You know, the Catscape show always features a hero cat story. And in this episode, it's a hero cat from Bogota, Colombia that literally kept a little baby from falling down some stairs. It's true. We talk about it on, the cats talk about it on today's Encore, the world-famous Phil Hendry show, Catscapes.
Hey, this is Shadow. Stay tuned for more Catscape. That's right, another one of Catscape with me, Smokey, and Thunder. And we're going to have a very special guest today, Gatabella, the cat that saved that kid. If you remember, there was a video and a kid was going to go down the stairs. The kid would be crushed down to the very bottom. But Gatabella, who I spoke with before the show, he's in Bogota, Colombia. He's like a black and white, I don't know what he is, but he lives in an alley around there and the family feeds him. And next thing you know, the guy's on YouTube, international star. So we're going to talk to him. Also, another round of How Dumb Are Dogs, all coming up here on Catscape. All right.
And now, back to Catscape with your host Shadow, along with Smokey and Thunder, from the studios of WRONG, Clear Lake, Minnesota.
Okay, welcome here to Catscape, yeah. And this is your friend Shadow, and we got Smokey. How you doing, Smokey?
I'm good. I'm feeling very good.
The last time we talked to you, you had, did you go in to get your ears cleaned or something?
Yeah, they had to get the ears cleaned, and I was rubbing my butt.
You were rubbing your butt in the carpet.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it happens, okay?
It wasn't an adrenal gland thing, was it?
No, it wasn't. I had an infection. I don't want to get into it.
So you're okay, though?
Yeah, I'm okay. They took me over there to Dr. Porny from Ohana, you know.
That's where I go. I go to Ohana, too.
You go to Ohana, huh? Ohana, you know, too bad I don't want to see you, huh? Huh?
I don't know. That don't get me. That don't send me.
Okay. Well, I go over to Anna Kappa. You know, I go to animal hospital there.
Well, I got Anna Kappa, too.
You go to Anna Kappa? Yeah, so there's a lot of different animal hospitals you go, which you get you stick your rear end in whatever it was that Smokey stuck his rear end in. What about you, Thunder?
I have to go leukemia check.
Leukemia check? What's that?
Well, you don't get a leukemia?
I don't get no leukemia, no. I don't. What are you talking about?
It's probably something you own. It's a shot.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that stuff. I know I go in sometimes, they stick a needle in me, and I'm like, what are you trying? What is this about? Huh? What is this about?
Sometimes it's a shot for something.
I know it's a shot for something. I don't understand. They take me in.
Well, you know, your owner is going to take you over to these doctors.
What about it?
You could get sick.
I ain't been sick a day in my life. I don't know what they're talking about. I think they're sadistic.
No, they don't. They do it, for the doctor.
What did you just say? Let me tell you something, folks. Those of you who are new, if you're a young cat and you have an owner that takes you and you get stuck in the ass with a needle or something, I don't know. Tell me about it, because I don't know. But they tell me it's...
If you get sick about something...
I'm getting sick of listening to you not saying anything.
You don't even know.
You guys don't know what time it is out on the street.
I don't know what time it is out on the street. Get a load of...
What are you talking about, kid?
What are you talking about, kid? You bet you're wet behind your little furball ears.
You don't know what it is.
The hell I don't. They took me down there one time and the doctor stuck something up my rear end. Can you believe this? In this day and age...
Donna, get the laughs.
Oh, you idiots. That's to take a temperature about the sickness.
I don't believe in doctors, but you know what? You ain't got much choice, do you?
No, they're going to take you to a doctor. What are you going to do?
Yeah, you got to sit there and take it. Have something shoved up your rear end. Then the guy puts a needle in. Then they're scratching your ears and going, hey, isn't he handsome? And I'm like, get away from me, you know. Veterinary hospitals. Anyway, what we have today, we're going to talk to this Gatabella. You know this? Anything about this, Smokey?
Yeah, this is the cat that saved the kid.
Yeah, the little kid was crawling out on the ground.
Yeah?
And then the cat came over and saved it.
Well, that's fantastic, because as you know here on Catscape, anytime there's a story of heroism and true, remarkable...
Very remarkable.
Yeah, very remarkable behavior on the part of a cat. Well, we want to publicize it, see? Then get the word out on cats that we're okay.
Yeah, well, people don't think that is.
Like in this story here, I'm reading where this chump, whatever this guy's, they says, well, you know, cat, you don't know whether the cat was saving a kid or want to play with a kid.
Well, you got a cat that's saving.
Looks to me like he's going to save it because the cat got in front of the kid.
Well, we're going to talk to Scottabella here on the show. We also got another round of How Dumb Are Dogs? Today's special prize, we got a can of, what is it, Thunder?
Well, that grain-free tuna.
We got a can of grain-free tuna.
And we got a freeze-dried chicken.
And a bag of the Bright's freeze-dried chicken. Very beautiful. So it could be yours. Yes, it could be yours if you, we draw your name. We just get your opinions, you know. How dumb a dog? The best story, right?
Well, basically, that's what we do. But we'll just draw, you know, at random.
And we'll draw at random here when we get back with that. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with our special guest here, Gatabella from Bogota, Colombia, and ask this guy... is it a guy?
Yeah, it's a guy.
And ask him about how he saved this kid from falling down 12 steps. Jesus, H.
A lot of these people are nuts, you know.
I'll say they're nuts. There, oh boy. All right, so we'll have that for you coming up and back, right here on Catscape.
This is Catscape with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder from WRONG, Clear Lake, Minnesota.
Hey, listen, don't forget Catscape is your escape to the land of cats and all things cat. It's cat. It's not escape, it's Catscape.
A lot of people wrote in, they said, is this the landscape of cats?
Well, you said, no, it's about the escape, too.
Yeah, Catscape is the same thing as escape. So we wanted to...
Get that squared away.
Gotta get that squared away.
And now back to Catscape with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder.
All right, this is a portion of the program called How Dumb Are Dogs, and you win yourself a can of tuna, right?
We'll get a grain-free can of tuna.
A grain-free can of tuna?
Yeah, that's the latest.
Yeah, and you get a bag of Bright freeze-dried cat for freeze-dried chicken.
All right, so you get a bag of freeze-dried chicken, you get a can of grain-free tuna from Pet Dumb, right?
Is it Pet Dumb?
Yeah, it's Pet Dumb.
So you're going to get that from Pet Dumb, and you get the freeze-dried chicken from Pet Dumb, too.
Yeah, both of them.
All right. And so give us a call here at the number 622-622-222-222. It doesn't matter. Just hit any number with your paw. Jesus.
Well, I'm going to go over here now to a phone call.
Let's go to our first phone call from Ringo. Hey, Ringo, what's going on?
Hey. How you doing? Hey, Shadow.
Hey, good going, buddy. How you been?
I'm doing... How's everybody there?
Hey, Ringo.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, this is a great story. I live in part of the time down by the seashore here in Oregon, in Coos Bay, right?
Right.
So we got dogs coming around here. They're most of them on the leash, but sometimes you got a wild dog. Got a wild dog up comes into the area here, and I'm sniffing around the garbage can one night. Here comes a dog. And I said, would you mind sniffing this garbage can for me? Because I'm scared, you know. I think there might be a bomb. And dog's like, what is that about? I said, well, dogs, they got bomb-sniffing dogs, right?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I said this to this dog.
What'd he say?
He goes, oh, really? Oh, okay, sure. Get that. So the dog sniffs, and I said, what are you sniffing? He says, I'm sniffing like an old turkey bone, and I'm sniffing some, steak. I said, that's it. That's it. That's the bomb. They disguised the bomb as a steak smell. So the dog goes, yeah, it's right in there. I said, hey, thanks a lot, buddy. The dog goes away, right?
And you got steak?
I got steak. I had this dumbass dog sniff out steak for me.
You gotta be putting it. That's nuts.
Tell me about it. It was great. So that's my story.
So you got the dog to think that he was a bomb-sniffing dog, and steak, bomb smelled like a steak?
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Hey, man, I tell you, that's going to be a tough story to beat. All right, that was, who was that anyway?
That's Ringo.
I'm Ringo, Shadow.
Okay, buddy, thanks for calling.
You got it.
There's Ringo. How about that, huh? What a, that's, oh, man.
Boy, a stupid dog.
They got some dumb ones out there. Let's go move on down here. Here is Samson. Hey, Samson, what's going on?
Hi. Is this the station?
Yeah, we're doing How Dumb Are Dogs.
Okay. Do I do it now?
Yeah, do it right now, buddy, and then we'll put you into the running for the can of tuna.
Okay. It was for the grain-free tuna and the chicken, right?
That's right, buddy.
Okay. This dog I know down the street named Frank is the name of this dog. I like him a lot. He's a good guy. And I got up inside the car, and I was sticking my head out the window of the car, and, you know, like there was a breeze blowing. And the dog says, only dogs do that. I said, what are you talking about? He says, only dogs stick their head out with the breeze. I said, do you see the car moving? He says, no. I said, well, I'm not a dog. I'm a cat, and we stick our heads out of cars that are sitting still. He says, what for? I said, so I can sniff the air, and I can see what's going on. He says, you're putting me on. I said, oh. I says, the car's moving. I got to get out of here. I run out of the car. He jumps in and sticks his head out the window, you know?
Like the car's moving?
Like the car's moving, yeah.
So what did you say again?
I said, uh-oh, it looks like the car's moving. So I left, and the dog came in, put his head out the window, and he's all, yeah, I can feel the breeze.
You got it. Are you serious about this, huh?
I'm dead serious, yeah.
All right, okay, buddy. Thanks a lot. That was Samson. Thanks, Samson.
Do I win the...
I don't know. That sounds kooky, you know? Sounds almost like he made it up or something.
Well, I thought that was an interesting story.
It could be an interesting story, but it sounds to me like he made it up. All right, one more call. We got Marshmallow hanging on the phone here. Marshmallow calling in from Pasadena, Texas. And, hey, Marshmallow, how you been?
Hi, I'm calling for the Catscape show.
You got it right here, Marshmallow.
Oh, great. You were talking about How Dumb Are Dogs, and I think I've got the all-time story. We have a dog at our, I'm the cat, and then we have a bird by the name of Big Red, and then we have this dog, everyone calls him Inky or Pepper, only problem is he's not black, he's white, you know, he's like a blonde Labrador, and I'm always giving him a heart. I said, your name's Inky? He goes, yeah, what about it? I said, no way are you the color of ink. He goes, what color is ink? I said, it's black, Jack, you know.
Wait a minute, the dog, okay.
Yeah, the dog says, my name is Inky. I said, how come? He says, I'm named after ink. And he said, I said, well, ink's black, you stupid, you know.
This thing's a Labrador, too, huh?
Yeah, Labradors are supposed to be smart, but...
That's an old wives' tale.
An old wives' tale? Get a load of him.
Well, you know what it might be, because I said, Dink is black. He goes, the hell it is. I said, I don't care if you're a blonde Labrador, you know. You should have been a black Labrador, and I said, but I said to him, you can get black. I said, there's one way, now there is a way to do it, and I said, that pile of ash outside, you roll around in that, and you're going to be the right color. He goes, you wouldn't bullshit, this is what he said to me, you would, excuse my language, he said, you wouldn't bullshit me, would you? Because he says, you never bullshit a bullshitter. I said, well, I ain't going to bullshit you. So he goes outside, he rolls around in all his soot, comes in black, the owner comes in and says, God damn, you got to take a bath.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, he's telling me how he's going to, my mother's going to wish she never had me, all this stuff.
So the dumbass dog, oh, man.
That's dumb, all right, no question.
Yeah, I talked the dog into rolling around in soot. It was something else.
All right, well, I think we're going to give...
I can give you the prize.
I think we're going to give you the prize, Marshmallow, right?
Yeah, my name's Marshmallow.
I think, why do they call you Marshmallow?
Because I'm black. I'm just kidding. But,
put him on hold. He's out of control, but he wins the prize, which is the grain-free tuna. Grain-free tuna, yeah, from Pet Dumb. Well, it's time now for our interview segment, Hero Cat of the Week. That's right, Hero Cat of the Week presents Got the Bella from Bogota, Colombia, on the Newsmaker line here today. And this guy saved a little tiny kid from falling down some stairs. I mean, it's some kind of a story. And let's hear from him right now. Got the Bella from Bogota, Colombia. Hey, Got the Bella, I'm happy to have you with us. You are our second Hero Cat. How you doing?
I'm very appreciative. It's the first time I've been in America to be interviewed, you know.
And Gatabella, you're in Bogota, Colombia, right?
Yeah, I'm in Bogota, yeah.
And is that your family, the little kid?
Yeah, it's Diane and Leon, and the little boy is Samuel. Samuel was in his crib, you know.
Now, what I want to do is, we're going to get this clip up on YouTube and show everybody the clip what's at home who can see it. There's no point.
There's no point in going to see it.
Yeah, I guess there isn't any point because there's no real audio. You know, like sound? Is there sound?
No, there's no sound. But you know, if you see it, have you seen the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. I think a lot of people, what I suggest people do is go over to their YouTube and look at the video.
Yeah, you can see it on the YouTube. And it shows me sitting on the edge of the couch, and then Samuel starts to crawl for the stair steps.
Let me ask you, was you asleep or anything like that?
No, I was not asleep. I was awake.
Did they expect you to look after this kid?
No, I don't think they did. I think they had a security camera, which is what I heard later from what I read, you know.
Do you read newspapers?
Yeah, I'm like a lot of cats, you know. I can read. The humans don't think you can, but...
I know a few cats that know how to read. I didn't know that that you read down there in South America, huh?
Yeah, we read, sure.
I mean, I don't mean no comment by that, but you saw where they did news coverage saying that, and here's the thing that I took exception to. They said, cats, you know, you might have been wanting to play with a kid, or you might have been wanting to save him.
Yeah, now that's a dirty lie.
So they was lying, huh?
That's a dirty lie, and that's the kind of thing they talk about, how dumb are dogs. Dogs are dumbasses, but that's the kind of thing that dog will say to give you bad play in the press, you know? They say that, that cat, he didn't mean to save the child. He was just wanted to play. Let me tell you something. I saw what that kid was going to do. He's crawling, and another couple of steps, that kid was going ass over heels.
Right down them steps.
Right down them steps, right to the bottom, and the kid is crushed. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's crushed for life.
Well, God, that's... You saved his life. There's no question about it.
Damn right I did. I'm not looking for nobody to kiss my rear end, you know. But as soon as this thing went viral, man, it went, you know, and I was thinking about the guy, because you interviewed this guy up in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that cat, he saved that kid.
There's a dog attacked that kid.
Yeah, there's a dog attacked the kid, and the cat saved it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, you know. And I thought, hey, you know, maybe I'll get some play, who knows.
So you were looking for some press?
No, I wasn't looking at any press, but I said, if these guys are trying to say...
Let me clue the people in here. Maybe a lot of you don't know, but Gatabella, after he saves this kid, and you come off the couch, and the kid's crawling toward the steps, what'd you do?
Oh, the first thing I did is I hopped on the kid's back, like anything I could do to slow the kid down.
So you were intending on saving him?
Of course I was. Of course it was.
Now, we don't mean no disrespect, but, you know, the reporting was kind of messed up.
Oh, I know, no, I know. But, yeah, I wasn't going to play with the kid. I was having a good afternoon. I'm sitting up on a couch. I'm looking at bugs crawling. I'm looking at some flies. I had my whole afternoon mapped out. I got bugs, flies. Then I was going to take a nap. And here comes the kid. He's about to kill himself. So I jump off of this. I jump on the kid thinking, well, the weight of me can slow the kid down. No go.
That didn't do it, huh?
No, that didn't do nothing. So my next thing was to just swing right around in front of the kid and start punching him in the face. I just started smacking the kid in the kisser and going, nah, no way. And finally the kid backed up and went, God damn, you know, what's your trouble?
Yeah, you got that kid probably pissed off, huh?
Who gives a damn, you know? If that kid would have gone down them steps... And you got some human all pissed off. Next thing you know, I'm getting a broom, or worse, an axe handle, getting my ass beat by some human, and I'm out in the street again.
So did you feel it was a matter of, you felt it was life and death or something like that?
Yeah, you didn't get kicked out.
Sort of, yeah. You know?
So you felt you had to save that kid. See, that's the thing, man. There's no dog in the world that anybody's going to kick out in the street just because he didn't save no kid. But look at this. A cat goes well and above the call of duty.
Well... You know, but I don't think people understand that how smart we are. We see what's going on, okay? Just because we don't intercede in every... Sometimes I don't intercede because it's some dumbass about to get run over by a Jeep. And I'm like, yeah, good. You're big thumbs. If I had thumbs, you know.
Yeah, if you had thumbs, you'd go, yeah, big thumb up.
You give a paw up.
Yeah, you give a big paw up or whatever, so...
So that's very interesting. So We're talking to Gatabella here in Bogota, Colombia. You saved that kid from going down them steps. So now you see the kid, you went up in front of him, and you belted him in the face, huh?
Yeah, I smacked him in the face a bunch of times, smacked him around, kicked his ass. And then the kid, because you talk about not bright. You got some dumb dogs, but you got some dumb kids. This kid's looking at me like, what do you want from me? And finally, the kid got the message. He turns around and starts to crawl back.
Now, did you think the coast was clear then?
No way. No way. I knew that the coast wasn't clear, so I waited for this dumbass kid to crawl back toward the crib.
Now, what about these humans? I saw the Diana. Is that her name?
Yeah, that's the owner.
She's your owner?
Right.
She said she had it under control the whole time, but she rewound the tape and saw the things what you done.
She didn't have diddly squat under control, friend. Let me tell you what. She was not even in the house. She was looking at this remote through a security camera. And so the next time I look at this, I'm saying she's going to acknowledge me as the one. And I have to be honest with you. I was shocked. I was shocked when she said, yeah, Gatabella, he's the hero.
So she did acknowledge that.
Yeah, well, she had no choice. Looking like a real dumbass with the kid, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, she leaves the house to the kid, and the kid almost died, man. What's she going to say?
She's got to give credit where credit is due, you know? That's the way I got a feeling. So that's the way my feelings have been got to be.
It's okay. You're kind of nervous.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, Gatabella is being our hero of the week here on Catscape. You win an all-expenses-paid trip to a garbage can on Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. 2 days, 2 nights. Near this really fetid, stank, funky garbage can near Alioto's in the San Francisco Wharf area, Fisherman's Wharf. Congratulations.
Hey, that's beautiful. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to going up there.
Thanks a lot, Gatabella, and how about that, huh?
Boy, what it... And the human is like, well, you know...
That was bad, Bobby.
Let me tell you the part of the story, like everybody, I think, is the same way. The part of that story that is like, it just bugs me way, way out of... way beyond, is when they say, hey,
was the cat gonna play with a kid or save the kid?
They never give us credit.
They never give us credit. That's right. They never, ever give us credit. Well, it's been Catscape, and this is, I'm Shadow.
And I'm Smokey.
I'm Thunder.
And we'll talk to you next time. Catscape. A presentation of WRONG, Clear Lake, Minnesota. What was that? I heard a guy say .com.
And the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
This is Catscape, and I'm Shadow. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Dancing shit.